Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Today's episode is produced in partnership with P&G, the company that makes Dawn and Swiffer. Here's something good for today. Now, the pandemic has had an impact on just about every area of our lives, including our relationships. One silver lining is that all the time we've spent together at home during the pandemic has actually brought many couples closer. Here's one way to make those relationships even stronger. Close the chore gap. The chore gap occurs when one family member spends more time doing household chores than the others. Recent research from Swiffer and Dawn shows that women spend, on average, 100 more hours each year on household chores than men do. But when couples redistribute tasks, something wonderful happens. Both men and women are happier, and their relationships are stronger. So why does chore sharing make us feel good? And how can we make that happen? To learn more about this, we spoke with renowned psychiatrist Dr. Gail Saltz. Dr. Saltz is a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and a best-selling author. She's also host of the podcast, How Can I Help? With Dr. Gail Saltz. Dr. Saltz, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So why does more equitable chore splitting have positive effects? You know, Swiffer and Dawn did some research and found that 52% of people said that redistributing household chores made them feel closer to their partner. Why do you think that is?
Well, there have been numerous studies over recent years looking at the division of household labor and find that overall, really, the reason has more to do with what a couple believes about equity. And when they're on the same page about equity, which usually is the page of some sort of reasonable division of labor, it doesn't have to be 50-50, but it does have to be that both people feel that there should be a division and they are satisfied with the division they are having, then that creates a feeling of, well, mutual respect, mutual caring about how the other person is doing and faring and not being overburdened, a feeling of fairness between them. And that grows the intimacy. And so a lot of studies have looked at this and found that emotionally, they feel more together, more as a team, more intimate with each other. And that translates into a happier marriage with less conflict and a better sex life too.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, we often think about the physical load and the work that goes into chores, but there's also this mental load. There's this burden of the person who takes responsibility, the one who's worrying to make sure that everything actually gets done. Can you talk about the mental load that's part of the chore gap?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you're right. Even though we have more equity, still women do as much as three times the amount of housework or house care administration as men. And administration is kind of what you're talking about when you talk about the emotional burden. So, you know, who's arranging the play dates? Who's making sure things at school are going okay? Who does the teacher call? And even when it comes to just the chores, like, you know, doing the dishes, and I bring that up because that is generally the hallmark least favorite chore of everybody. Who is making sure that it gets done and gets done in a satisfactory, and satisfactory could mean timely. It could mean a well done or finished way. It does tend to be the woman predominantly. And so that weighs as a burden, like, do I say something? Do I remind again? Am I nagging? Is everything in order? Do I feel that it is a job well done and I've therefore taken care of my family? That is the emotional burden. And, you know, when you step back, couples, both men and women, tend not to think of administration as being a chore.
Right.
So it doesn't end up getting put into the mix. And so it just sort of is there. And who does it? It is typically women, and women do end up feeling burdened.
So when both the mental and physical aspects of chores are shared, everyone feels better. Women are happier, of course, but interestingly, men are too, as you sort of alluded to earlier. And in that survey I mentioned from Swiffer and Dawn, 52% of men who were sharing chores said they felt happier, 54% said they felt more respected, and 68% said their family is now stronger. Why do you think men come out of this with such positive feelings?
You know, when you have a happier, more conflict-free marriage going on, both partners benefit. And actually, in past studies, the person who benefits the most is usually the men. They benefit emotionally from conflict-free, and that translates into physical health. Men tend to have longer lives who have more conflict-free, happy marriages. You know, it is not having fights about it. And it is not feeling that she is chronically angry with you, which is what goes on when there is this tremendous inequity. And it is feeling that you are making her happy and yourself happy, that you're taking care of your family. It is feeling respected. It is feeling appreciated. And mostly, it is feeling that you're having a good marriage.
But also, there's probably that feeling that you've kind of you're contributing. We all get that satisfaction that we did what we were supposed to do and that we fulfilled our responsibilities.
That you can have self-respect.
Exactly.
That you respect your partner, but also you respect yourself because you're not, you know, lying on the couch while she's running around doing things.
So that leads to, I guess, my final question, which is, what's the best way to have the conversation that can lead to a better distribution of chores? Are there any ground rules that you recommend?
So I think it's very valuable to have conversations. The conversations could be, you know, at the get-go of sort of like, how are we going to do this? How do we equity-wise see dividing this? And it could, and to have that conversation, what's really important is not going in with you. You do this or you don't do this, which puts the partner on the defense. But really, I feel like, you know, I want this to be fair. I feel like there are certain things you might prefer doing chore-wise to me. I prefer these kinds of chores. You know, what do you prefer? So it is talking about how you feel and how you see things and how the other person might make you feel. And then it is listening. Which can be hard when people get, you know, riled up that they're not going to get what they want. And then it is trying to come to some sort of compromise. Also in this conversation is, I think, a need to own up to social inequity, which is changing somewhat, but still exists. So, you know, for example, if the teacher is always calling the mom, then the mom blaming the dad that he's never doing anything on that front isn't really fair, right? So it is about considering in there, are there social inequities that make it challenging for you to have equity? Really, what I'm talking about is how can you have conversations about equity and compromise without being blamey, name-calling, you know, angry, and guilt-inducing? And really, the goal ultimately, right, is not who's going to mow the lawn, but how are you both going to feel good about who mows the lawn. That's really what it comes down to.
Such great advice from Dr. Saltz. So here's something good for today. We can feel happier and become closer in our relationships when we divide the chores. Here's why. As Dr. Saltz tells us, when chores are split fairly, there's less fighting, less anger, there's a feeling of mutual respect, and more intimacy between partners. And here's a tip on how to have the conversation that will lead to a better balance with your partner. First, avoid saying, quote, you don't do this or you don't do that. Instead, say, I want this to be fair. Here are the chores I'd prefer doing. Are there certain things you'd prefer doing? Then really listen to your partner and work towards a compromise. And you can reinforce your new chore sharing arrangement by creating new routines, ones that create we time while making chores lighter and even fun. At dinner time, for instance, one partner can do the cooking while the other uses the clean-as-you-go method. And Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray makes that easy. A simple spray, wipe, and rinse, and all your pots and pans will be clean before dinner's on the table. Here's another tip. Nobody has time to devote a full day to house cleaning these days, but it is easy to take advantage of brief moments during the day, for example, to Swiffer. Let's say you're on a break between Zoom calls. Just 5 minutes with your Swiffer can have your floors shining and your room dust-free. If closing the chore gap sounds like a good idea, here's how you can do it for yourself and help others at the same time. P&G has created a campaign called Come Clean to Close the Chore Gap. They're asking people to commit to closing the chore gap by signing up through their website. And when you do, P&G will donate a cleaning product to help a family in need close their own chore gap. So commit to closing the chore gap and visit closethechoregap.com. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.